Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot is Perek Vav Mishnah Yud. So we've been talking about defining the meaning of a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos versus Rishus HaYochid for Tumah, Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos versus Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. And remember, as we've mentioned many times, we're not interested in really giving you the complex dinim of Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, which would include all of the shiurim of the mechitzais and of a makom chashuv, and to start distinguishing between a makom p'tur and a karmelit and a real Rishus HaYochid. That's not our business here. There was only one thing which there was a shared element of necessary understanding between Shabbos and Tumah when it came to the concept of Rishus HaRabim, and that is the use by the so-called Rabim, which is very different in the two cases. But that is an interesting overlap between the two sugyas. And it's that overlap, and only that overlap, that we want to address here throughout in the Mishnayos in this parak. So the element of the mechitzas, that's not an overlap at all. But when it comes, therefore, to describing what is a Rishus HaYochid in Shabbos, many of the cases, including the case that we're about to talk about now, when we call something Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, we don't mean it's Rishus HaYochid with all of the dinim of mechitzas. We mean vis-a-vis this particular issue of usability by a rabim, which is an important ingredient of Rishus HaRabim, this is a Rishus HaYochid. Is it really Rishus HaYochid to be mechayev you if you carry from it into Rishus HaRabim? In most of the cases that we've been speaking about, no, it is not. And this Mishnah is exactly the same. So we're talking about an istavanit, which according to most Mefarshim is an area at the side of a street in front of all of the storefronts. So you've got a raised platform. And on that platform, when the stores open, they actually will put their wares out on that platform for display to people who are walking by in the Rishus HaRabim. And if they haven't, and, you know, it serves as a bench. You could sit down on it as a bench until the storekeepers need it. But basically, it's an area which is called Sidei Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's not really open to full public use. And I can't have people that are walking through it. You can barely get through it. It's really raised completely off of the road. It's not 10 tvachim, but it could be 5 tvachim raised off of the road, which, of course, does not give it a din of Rishus HaYochid, because it's not 10 tvachim. Nonetheless, we're calling it a Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos because of the fact that it's not available for people walking by to look at it as a Rishus HaRabim. And what about Tumah? Well, when it comes to Tumah, it's a wide open place. It's not a private place that we can learn out from Saita. That is the opposite of a lover's lane, let me tell you. I mean, this is where everybody's walking by. So, of course, this is the Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. Now, suppose you have a real Rishus HaYochid. Let's say you have a chutzer, and it's got walls on all sides, but it's open to the public, and people use it as a shortcut. So it's got an opening on one side and an opening on the other side, and people go through it to cut through in order not to have to walk around. Well, a chotzer sharabim nichnasim bezo, v'yotzim bezo. Obviously, that's a real Rishus HaYochid when it comes to Shabbos, because it has real mechitzes. And it's, when I get the tumah, it's a real Rishus HaRabim, because it's open to the public, and people are always walking through. Okay, wonderful. So this is Hadran Alach Mokaim Shehayah.